الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاغسلوا وجوهكم وايديكم الى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وارجلكم الى الكعبين وان كنتم جنبا فاطهروا. In these ayat, Allah Ta'ala is explaining the various methods of cleaning ourselves, purifying ourselves. The first was wudu. Wudu is more common than ghusl. A person makes wudu more than what he makes ghusl. So after wudu, Allah Ta'ala explains about ghusl. And after ghusl, about tayammum. Tayammum, it becomes less frequent what a person resorts to compared to wuzu, which is every day, a few times a day. And ghusl, it also comes less than wuzu. So here, with regard to ghusl, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ جُنُوبًا فَاتَّخَرُوا. That اور اگر تم کو جنابت ہو تو خوب طرح پاک ہو. And when you are in a state of janabat, then come pure and clean thoroughly. Tahharu is the mubalagha sigha that it must be done very thoroughly. With regard to wuzu, Allah Ta'ala said, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, which you wash your face, etc. And in that is just the outward, the apparent face, whatever is regarded as the face. That has to be washed, and of course the arms, the legs, and masah of the head. That will be wuzu. But for ghusl, Allah said, فَاتَّحَرُوا, that do it thoroughly. From there, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, fuqaha have deduced that it must be done with much more excessiveness. And for that, the nose must be cleaned also. Water must be put in the nose up to the soft part. And also, the mouth must be, a person must struggle also. Without that, ghusl will not take place. In wudu, it isn't farad, but in ghusl, it is farad, that a person must thoroughly cleanse himself. So, covering the mouth is a farad of wudu, and is a farad to put the water in the nose as well. So wuzu will be done, ghusl will be done in a much more thorough way. The other word that is used here, when kuntum junuban, when you are in a state of janabat. So that is either while the person is awake or asleep. And in zal, the money, semen is excreted. You have a person in a wet dream, for example. You also semen is excreted, ghusl will become compulsory on that person. And the other is that when a person, husband and wife, when man and woman meet and have sexual relations, then also ghusl will become wajib. And this will be whether a person, he has a sexual relation, but even if semen does not come out, still ghusl will become wajib on that person. And he will have to take a bath, a sharari bath. And all these details are not here in the Quran Sharif. We find that in the kitab of fiqh. All the details, masalas of wudu, the details, masalas of bathing, tayammum, etc. So, and the Quran guides us to go towards that. That here the basic principles are mentioned, and the details are given in the hadith, and from Quran and hadith together, fiqh is deduced. And so you will find the details there. So, and the reason for ghusl, that a person has to do it thoroughly, is because every part of his body takes just a share in the enjoyment of the excretion of the semen. Therefore, every part, contrary to wuzu, that in wudu it breaks when a person passes wind, for example, goes to the toilet, there isn't any all that enjoyment. It is more of a necessity that a person does it. He doesn't get that enjoyment. Therefore, only wudu has been ordained for that purposes. But in ghusl, even when a person has his sexual satisfaction, then every part of his body enjoys that satisfaction, And therefore ghusl is wajib, that every hair on the body, the whole body must be washed also, and then one person must gargle also, and he must also put water in his nose, up to the soft part, he must make sure water goes also. So these are the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, which all have to do with awfu bil uhud, the agreement and pledge we have made to Allah completing. So Allah Ta'ala and Allah said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. So in every aspect we can see how the Quran Sharif has completed our deen for us. May we learn this and understand it properly and practice upon it and in a way that is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.